What if your top salesperson was 1,000 times more efficient? And what if a limitless digital workforce helped your number one find leads? A super team working 24/7 on their behalf, thinking, acting, and solving complex tasks so more deals closed. What if with every sale, each customer felt like they were the only customer? That would be one very efficient sales leader. Now, imagine if every person on your team worked to the power of 1,000. They can with Agentforce, the powerful AI from Salesforce.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.
Murder in the Morning from the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Oh my, oh my, there's been a lot going on in the Karen Reed situation on Friday. So we'll kind of recap a lot of it. As of right now, Judge Beverly Cano hasn't decided really on anything. It's like, thanks for coming in, everybody. There's some waffles over by the way out. But you got to pour the cup in there, and it's one waffle per person. And then they had, you know, a variety of juices and some yogurt. And had a great day, but no answer to anything of if we're going to have a retrial of Karen Reed or if she's going to dismiss. But we have another part of the story as well involving Michael Proctor. But what are your thoughts on that part of this whole equation today with Judge Beverly Cano?
I understand that she needs to take some time to think about this, that we weren't going to get a decision today on if we're going to have a case starting again in, what is it, January 27th, I think?
Yeah, something like that.
But she's also had enough time to think about this, too.
That's what I'm saying.
It's
good that she's not just walking in already with her decision prior to hearing the arguments. And that's what was being made today. I mean, this is a decision that she will make, not a jury. So I don't know. I wonder where this is going to go. And I also wonder what we're going to talk about here in just a moment with a Brady letter filed in Massachusetts for State Trooper Michael Proctor, who's been suspended amid that fallout from Karen Reed and his trial testimony and his actions. And there's more to that. But if you're Judge Beverly Cano, I think you're sitting there going, what are the odds that the prosecution is going to win this? Especially as it looks like the fallout from the lead investigator is getting much darker.
It is getting darker. And I think that is putting an entire shadow over the entire case. We're losing sight of the fact that somebody was killed.
Yeah.
It's leaning over to the fact that we've got somebody who really was derelict in their duty to protect the community.
Yeah.
Michael Proctor's behavior as an officer of the law is just astounding.
Yeah.
And I get it. We all make mistakes in our careers. I get that. You know, it happens. This guy, this fucking guy, I'm not sure I've ever seen anything like this.
It scares you a little bit too. Mm-hmm. I mean, if one person's talking like this, I can guarantee there's a lot more that are talking like this. And What are they talking about, and how openly is what being discussed? I'm not talking about just the language. I'm talking about sharing details of an investigation that you should not be doing. That's what I'm talking about in very, dark ways. Guys will talk certain ways. Women will talk certain ways. I get it. This is not that from the position that he was in. This wasn't him, bullshitting with the guys about whatever that has nothing to do with an ongoing police investigation. This was him doing that about an ongoing police investigation. So,
yeah. And, sitting there having let's just say you're in your backyard and you crack open a beer, you got a fire going, your high school buddies are there and you're talking about a case. I assume that happens. You know, people say, oh, we can't talk about things off the record.
I'm sure they
weren't involved. It happens.
Yeah.
I know it happens. You can say you don't do it all you want, but we know it all happens.
Yeah.
But the fact that they put it basically in writing with text messages,
it's like morons,
and they know
you're on the record now.
Exactly. I mean, you knew better. They know that anything on a cell phone can be extracted. They know that.
Yeah.
But somehow they thought they were above the law.
Yeah. And I think for a long time they were in that town. State Trooper Michael Proctor, who played that pivotal role in the Karen Reed trial, has been suspended without pay. Yay. As the internal investigation into his conduct unfolds. Originally, they just kind of like shuffled him to the side or something in another office, but now suspended with no pay. Proctor's suspension comes after his controversial testimony during the trial, where he made disparaging marks and even questionable connections, raising significant concerns about his credibility. Is there any order that these should be played?
No, they're both equally bad.
We're just gonna.
I don't. It's been a while, but yeah. They're both just terrible.
We're gonna take you down memory road. Here's some of that testimony.
What did you mean then when you said she's fucked?
After the day's investigation with multiple troopers conducting multiple tasks and a debriefing at Canton PD amongst detectives in my office, we went through the overwhelming amount of evidence against Ms. Reed that she struck Mr. O'Keefe with her vehicle. That's what I meant by that comment.
What you meant by that comment, Trooper Proctor, was you were going to make sure because 5051 had said she's going to skate. She's skating. When you said zero chance she skates, she's fucked. What you meant was I am going to make sure Ms. Reed doesn't skate. She's fucked. That's what you meant, isn't it?
Objection.
Sustained.
And then Bird decides to chime in. Good. No ass bitch. Right?
Yes, that's what he wrote.
And how did you respond to Bird saying, good, no ass bitch?
I laughed.
Thought that was funny, did you? Trooper Proctor, thought that was funny?
It was unprofessional of me. That's something I shouldn't have done.
Well, I think we all know it was unprofessional. It was a lot of things. I'm asking you, did you think it was funny?
No, according to my response at the time, apparently.
That's a little free sample, everybody.
I could listen to that all day long because he needed to have his feet put to the fire. He really did.
Massachusetts State Police Trooper Michael Proctor there. The Norfolk County District Attorney's Office, responsible for prosecuting Karen Reed, recently sent a Brady letter to 13 criminal defense attorneys across four different cases. This letter disclosed that Proctor is under investigation and has been suspended without pay. The letter also highlighted issues regarding potential conflicts of interest and bias in his investigations, which could have far-reaching implications for the cases he was involved in. Proctor's role as the lead investigator in the 2022 death of Boston police officer John O'Keefe, in which Karen Reed was charged with second-degree murder, has been particularly scrutinized. During the trial, Proctor admitted to sending texts where he referred to Reed in derogatory terms and expressed hope that she would, quote, kill herself. Additionally, Proctor's close connections with other witnesses, including his sister, who is friends with the sister-in-law and the homeowner where O'Keefe was found, have further complicated the issue.
Just a bit.
Yeah, morons, it doesn't look good. And I'm in no way saying that there was a conspiracy and that they killed him. It's just morons. Come on. Get your shit together. This is looking fucking horrible. The trial, which ended in a mistrial due to a hung jury, is set to be retried. However, the implications of Proctor's testimony and the ongoing investigation could significantly impact how the prosecution proceeds. According to Suffolk law professor Chris Dearborn, anytime the government is trying to use a witness with this kind of baggage, it will call into question his credibility and whether or not proper procedures were followed. Attorney Joseph Cadaldo, who received the Brady letter, expressed concern over the use of Proctor as a witness in ongoing and future cases. Cadaldo, whose client was indicted in connection with a July 4th murder in Randolph last year, stated, "I don't know what the Commonwealth is going to do with these witnesses, but I know what will be. I know that we'll be filing more motions." Proctor's involvement in other high-profile cases, including a prominent doctor's case in Dover, the murder of a moped driver in Milton, and a child abuse case in Quincy. I was afraid they were all going to rhyme.
Oh, right.
Doctor's case in Dover, a murder in Milton, a moped driver in Milton. Murder of a moped driver in Milton. They're all under scrutiny. The unofficial transcript of Proctor's testimony from the Reed trial has been circulated among attorneys handling these cases, prompting further legal challenges. As the investigation into Proctor continues, legal experts are going to try and predict what additional motions will be filed to uncover more details about his background and conduct. Quote, even looking forward to the second Karen Reed trial, what are they going to do with him as a witness in that case now that all this is out there? Are they going to call him again? Are they going to not call him? Asked Dearborn, highlighting the uncertainty surrounding the upcoming retrial. This is what I've been arguing all day. How? What? Of course, he'll be called by the defense, and it'll be another, you know, drag him through the mud like he should be shit show. So yes, of course he'll be called again, but not by the prosecution. He's no credibility. Here's a little more fun from the world of Michael Proctor in court. This is the lovely officer.
And from all accounts, he didn't do a thing wrong. That was your decision 16 hours into the investigation, correct?
Yes.
And the other decision that you made and the other determination you came to was my client, Karen Reed, was a whack job cunt, right?
Yes.
What else did you say in response to, she's hot at least? Or she hot at least? Question mark.
So following that text, I responded, yeah, she's a babe. Weird Fall River accent, though. No ass.
Yeah, she's a babe. Who's the she?
Miss Reed.
Weird Fall River accent, though. You talking about her, the way she talks?
The accent.
And no ass. Now you're talking about her body, her physique, correct?
Yes.
You think that's appropriate?
Absolutely not.
Then Bird chimes in with a little comedy. Ah, not newsworthy then, correct?
Correct.
In other words, well, if she didn't have an ass, nothing to see here, correct?
Objection. Sustained.
And then 5051 says, oh, she's skating, right?
Correct.
And what did you write after that?
My response was zero chance she skated.
And then what did you write?
She's fucked.
Zero chance she skates. She's fucked, right?
Correct.
You decided on the 29th of January, 17 hours into this investigation, you decided individually, Trooper Proctor, you're not only going to put it on the girl, you decided you're going to make sure this is cut and dried, and the way you're going to do it is to make sure that she's fucked. That's what you were saying.
Objection.
All right, so that's sustained. You can, the content's fine. You have to ask it differently.
17 hours into this investigation, Trooper Proctor, you made the decision that you were going to put it on Miss Reed, didn't you? Put the case on Miss Reed. She was going to catch the case, correct?
No, absolutely not.
There you go.
Cool.
Michael Proctor. Lovely man right there.
Oh, he completely lost his credibility. He got shredded on the stand. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I saw some video this morning. There was a reporter on his front lawn, and he like told them to get the fuck off my lawn. I mean, he is unhinged at this point. He knows he's in trouble. He's not going to be in a courtroom anytime soon, I wouldn't think.
The concern, and this is going to sound morbid, but it's real, I think would be suicide at this point.
Well, when you've been in a career role for such a long time and you get your hand slapped like this, and now you're unpaid and unhirable, what are you going to do for a living?
And you're being talked about nationwide.
Yeah.
This isn't just in your community anymore. I mean, this like literally like the fucking Daily Mail is covering this story too in the UK. So you're, yeah, I mean, this too shall pass. And people won't remember this name in a few years, depending on where you're at, unless you're in that community. But it's got to be pretty bleak right now.
I would think so. I don't know how you even make a dinner reservation under your real name at this point.
No, I don't think you do. I think, I don't know. I mean, he's going to have to like totally relocate after this shit show. If he's not in jail for I don't know what, but I think they're going to find a lot of shit. I think they're going to find a lot of stuff on this man that goes even deeper than what was in the Karen Reed case. Probably a lot of the same, but I don't know. I just kind of got a feeling there might be some more. That's just my conjecture. Who the hell knows? Innocent till proven guilty, has not been charged with anything right now, just under investigation.
Well, the evidence really speaks for itself. I think he's got a lot of explaining to do. It wasn't just unprofessional. This just felt really vindictive to me.
Oh, completely.
Like, do you have a problem with women too? I mean, is it just the fact that you didn't like her, or is this a systemic problem that there's an issue with women that they're somehow less than? I hate to turn it into a gender issue, but he was looking for nudes on her phone, for fuck's sake.
And joking about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Hope she kills herself. I'm looking for nudes. None found yet.
Wild guess here. A very controlling, narcissistic male is, and is sounding exactly kind of like what he is. You know, kind of, you know, can thinks he can be above the law with some of this stuff in this case. Behaviors that he was exhibiting to his friends. Yeah, it sounds very much like that's kind of the personality. And surprise, he's a cop. Not at all.
Yeah.
Needs to be in control.
Yep. I agree. It's really scary. After the Karen Reed trial and hearing him, not just what was going on with Karen Reed and, oh my God, I forgot the guy's name who passed away.
John O'Keefe.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah.
See, that's how much I'm focused on the Proctor part of it.
No,
I forgot about why we're even here.
Isn't that fucked? I mean, I get it. Sometimes you just blank because there's so many other names that have, you know, been popped into this whole, you know, popcorn bucket from hell. And yes. It's, yeah, yeah. You but get
I,
moments.
It made me, every time I get in my car and I'd go past a cop, I'm like making sure that I'm, you know, right on the speed limit because it made me a little fearful. Like, is that what's out there? And the area I live in, we've got great police enforcement or law enforcement here. The police here are just wonderful. The sheriffs are wonderful. I've worked with them in the veterinary field. They're just beautiful people. There might be one or two bad apples, but there are in every career. But it just scared me. Like, I don't want to be pulled over by a guy. It frightened me a little bit, you know?
Yeah. I hear you. I mean, I think I think you have some forces that are probably fairly corrupt and have a lot of issues. Then you have some that are run very well and very good people on the up and up. And then you got kind of a mix. Some, it just depends on your area and what you have. Quite honestly, some of the scariest jurisdictions though are the ones that are in the middle of fucking nowhere where there aren't many people at all because nobody's there to keep anybody accountable. There's no newspaper. There's no radio. There's no report. There's nothing. And that's where you get into some really twisted shit that can go down and be covered up until enough attention is given to it by outside sources or media or some sort of evidence that proves some sort of interstate crime when you get the FBI involved. I wouldn't want to have a fucking issue in any like rural town in Arkansas or Kansas or anywhere in this area. I go down south further. Nope. I could not. No, that's a scary area. When you get out to some, I mean, lovely people, I'm sure, but, I'm sure some, departments are wonderful as well, but there's a lot of stories that come out of those where it's just shocking what's gone down in some cases.
Oh, it's like Mayberry 2.0.
It's like the Mayberry upside down.
Yes. Where
it's like, what the fuck is happening here? Yeah, it's a very interesting place out there. I'll have to see what happens with the judge's ruling. As of us recording this, there isn't one right now. What's your prediction on the dismissal of the case or any of the above?
I feel like it's going to get dismissed. I think the judge is smart enough to know that they're not going to get a conviction. The state or the Commonwealth is not going to get what they were looking for. There's just too much that went sideways. I think it's best to cut and run and just call it a day.
Does she have a choice in what the charges are? Can she dictate what it can be?
I guess I understand it, and I'm not an attorney.
No, it would have to go back to the prosecutor. That she would not be able to do that. But I could see her and the prosecutor coming to an agreement, saying, "We want to charge you on vehicular manslaughter, or maybe even less, leaving the scene of an accident or a crime or whatever it was." And that's what the charge is. And then they go back, and there's some sort of a plea deal where it's like probation and community service or some shit like that.
And maybe some sort of alcoholism classes or something.
Something like that. I mean, because she wasn't charged.
I could see that. I would like to see that because I think the people who are at that party as adults, it sounded like it was some sort of high school party where mom and dad are out of town and I've got the key to the liquor cabinet. Let's party. But these were adults. These were law enforcement officers, for fuck's sake.
Well, it was.
We got a problem there.
It is. She wasn't charged with driving while intoxicated. And that clearly was a law that was broken in this case. I mean, with the blood alcohol level, and many hours later, it was still over the limit. So, I mean, or charge her with that. Nobody's going to fucking argue that. Then plead guilty and let's call it a fucking day.
Yeah, save the taxpayers a little bit of money. We know what went down, I think.
Well, we don't. I mean, I think everybody can have their opinion on it. But it has to be, I think, reasonable. I do not think that he was beat up in the house. I think either she hit him and he fell over, or he was drunk and he fell over and hit his head. I think that's kind of it. I don't think there's a reasonable thought that would make him, that he was beat up in the house and then drugged to the front yard. I don't know. I don't buy that as an excuse. I think the investigation was absolute shit. I think they thought that they had their villain immediately, and that was Karen Reed, without doing any sort of investigation and just assuming, like, who the fuck would ever come back at us and say that we killed him and put him in the front yard. And they just, you know, they thought that they could kind of half-ass it because it was an open and shut case, and that was it. Turns out it wasn't.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Nah. So was there cover-up? Yeah, but I don't think it was for murder. I think it was for them being incompetent fucking dicks.
And being drunk and somebody and being, got killed.
Yeah, exactly. Them all being officers and they all drove home drunk and yeah, and someone ended up dead in the circle of all of these people. So, yeah. Oh, it'll be very interesting to watch and see if we get the sequel.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. With school out, summer is the perfect time to teach our kids real-world money skills they'll use forever. Greenlight is a debit card and the number one family finance and safety app used by millions of families, helping kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Parents can send their kids money and track their spending and saving, while kids build money confidence and skills in fun ways. Start your risk-free Greenlight trial today at greenlight.com/iHeart. That's greenlight.com/iHeart.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.